believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
We'll be right back. Nonsense!
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation!
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and as always, here till 1 o'clock, bringing you punk rock, hardcore, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I started things all off with an act who played an awesome set last weekend here in Vancouver, BC at the Astoria last Sunday, all the way from Toronto, Ontario. Career Suicide, yeah, they nailed it. First time they've been here since for about a good 8 years or so, and we heard a track from their self-titled 12-inch release on Ugly Pop Records, the one release they did for Ugly Pop, and we heard a track called Punitive Damages. That one is going back to the early 2000s, 2003. Yeah, expect a new record from Career Suicide on Deranged coming shortly. And yeah, those guys went to Japan to do a tour as well, or play some gigs anyways. Followed with an Epsy, another release and another act going back to the early 2000s from their self-titled debut release on Feral Ward Records. We had a track called Who's Next, and Career Suicide did an awesome cover of that song as well when I saw them last Sunday at the Astoria. So yeah, let's get back into the show. Going to get into a couple new reissues. This is a brand new one on the Beer City Records label from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where this act is from. Song All Against Homophobia, and it's called Gaze Okay. Okay.
Just
These are times you can't ignore. See this proud round day. This one for us, put us away. Brown government, corrupt our minds. Brown badges, lie and lie. We just gotta raise our voice. Stepping in, we've got no choice. Gotta raise it while we say it. It's our choice to have a day. This task must be taken. For destroying entire nation. Who's in charge of what we need? Enough of the bombs and armies. Who's in charge of what we need? The rest of that is not displayed. What you see for a foe? Maybe peace talks, maybe so. Countries, countries, let's work together. We must see this man up in power. He's in charge, he's in charge. Who the hell is in charge? He's in charge, he's in charge. Who the hell is in charge? Who the hell is in charge of this fucking mess?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Unquestionably one of the greatest and most influential British metal bands of all time, Cradle of Filth comes to Vancouver on February 24th. Presented by Union Events with special guests, Butcher Babies, and Neobo Viscares. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, and Scrape Records. Don't miss the raw and rambunctious savagery of Cradle of Filth on February 24th, doors at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And you're tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started things all off with the Clit Boys from a recent reissue on Beer City Records. We had a track called Gay's Okay, We Don't Play the Game, and I got this awesome reissue at the Fine Hits and Misses record store on Boxing Day late last year. And yeah, a lot of good stuff, a lot of good used 7-inch vinyl stuff there, like rare stuff that I would love to pick up. But I guess I'm kind of in rehab right now, or I'm kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Not gonna be buying vinyl for a little while, for a few months. Anyways, yeah, it isn't a New Year's resolution, because I'm gonna get back into it again soon. Can't get enough vinyl. Cannot have enough space, but you know, you can always buy more records and make more space later. Follow with Subtractions, another recent reissue. This is on Hozak Archival Records. Early acts from 1980 from Fresno, California punk band. Yeah, the Subtractions. It's Exposed is the name of it, and the name of the track we heard is called Still 16. Heard a rare one from New Jersey going back to 1983, Fatal Rage. Kick That Fucker was the name of the track. And it's on the Screaming Mother Records label. And it's a hard one to find. And we followed with another hard one to find, but not as hard to find. Stretch Marks from Winnipeg, Manitoba, from the Who's in Charge 7-inch on Headbutt Records. Yeah, title track. Followed with Personality Crisis from the Creatures for a While reissue, which came out in 1990. Originally came out in 81, 82, but the 1990 reissue came out with a bunch of substitute tracks, and we heard a track called Waiting. And we're going to get into another reissue right now. This is an act from New Zealand, and this one is on the Radio Raheem record label, and the name of the act is called No Tag, and name of this track is called Legalized Dogs on Generation Annihilation.
Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, at the start of the set, we heard from No Tag from the Oi 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 12-inch reissue on Radio Raheem Records. Heard a track called Legalized Dogs, followed with an act from Vancouver, BC, that were around in the early 2000s. I'm talking about Emergency, and that was from an excellent release they did called 1234. Song was called Idol Generation, featuring Fergus MacLeod, who is now fronting the strike again. And followed with Last Crusade from their self-titled 12-inch release on Rebellion / Longshot Music. And they're from the UK, and they did a song called Who the Fuck Are You, and that was originally done by a band called the Subway Thugs, another Vancouver, BC band, and we heard their version of it, Who the Fuck Are You, and that's from their final 7-inch on Blind Beggar Records. And going to get into a brand new release right now from Portland, Oregon's Wild Mohicans. This is the title track from their 9-song LP called Get Me Out of This Hell, and here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Oh, What do a Portland-based psych band and a group of indie rockers from Baltimore have in common? Two of the most lauded albums of 2015. Don't miss Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Lower Dens playing Thursday, January 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9, and this event is 19+. Tickets on sale now at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach, drinking some booze.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with the Wild Mohicans. Get Me Out of This Hell is the name of the release. It's on Blackwater Records, and yeah, it's a full-length release, so check it out. The Wild Mohicans from Portland, Oregon, followed with an act from Mexico. They're called Mujercitos, and the name of the track was called Facalona Nights. Yeah, and it's from a new EP that they've got out on Not Normal Records in the U.S. And, yeah, it's also on a Spanish label called Disco Infernos. And we followed with a Generation Suicida from Los Angeles, California. Track from an upcoming release of theirs called Sombras. Yeah, they played a wicked show last year here in town at the Black Lab. Yeah, that was quite a memorable show, I remember. Just kind of memorable because the power went out because of a storm in the downtown east side, and because of a windstorm everywhere in the city. Some power was out in a bunch of neighborhoods, and the power was out in the Black Lab. But meanwhile, they got the generators going. But by the time they got everything running, well, the power went back up. But yeah, that was a very rockin' show indeed. Followed with another act from Portland, Oregon, an act called Public Eye. Name of the release is called Mood Change, and the name of the song is called The Hours. And, it was recorded August of last year, released September of last year, and, if you like post-punk stuff, you might want to check that one out. And right about now, we're going to hear a brand new track from the UK's War Wound.
Bye. Rap the Vrookers, you listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Terry from Vacant State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with War Wound out of the UK, another act who have, resurrected themselves. War Crimes is the name of the track. And War Wound were originally an act who went to... Some of the members went to form Sacrilege, and before that they played in the Verruckers, and now that they're playing again, they've got Rat singing in the Verruckers, so I should get on this and figure out what this new supergroup lineup of War Wound is. But yeah, we followed with the Verruckers going back to 1984 from the Another Religion, Another War release. Yeah, by 1984, a lot of bands were getting a bit softer, going more metal, and going in different directions or breaking up, but... Yeah, the Verruckers were in full swing in 1984. Condemned was the name of the track. Condemned to... I'm trying to remember what the name of that song is. Condemned to something. Condemned to Death. Yeah, that's right. Followed with the Rotten UK out of New York, I believe. This new act, band that I've been into for a little while. Got into them last year, and this is a new release of theirs called Batshit Crazy. It's a 7-inch. It's on Disillusioned Records. We had a track called Slipping Into Darkness, and we ended off with War Cry from the Savage Machinery release. Heard a track called Nuclear Verucide, and that's about... closes another edition of Generation Annihilation. We got Power Chord coming up next with Coleman, and taking you into that, we're going to leave you with a new track from the Parasites from Montreal. This is from their Straitjacket 7-inch release on Distort Reality Records. Name of this track is called Frantic. So we got Power Chord up next. Thanks for tuning in, and check out our playlists, podcasts, and all that kind of fun stuff on our website, www.generationannihilation.com. You can always like us on Facebook as well. So have a good day, and enjoy yourselves.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.